Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing and MMA today, only on Sports Byline. Mauricio Sulaiman will join us in a couple minutes. Of course, on top last night, as far as I thought, the best fighter in the world, as far as women are concerned, she's up there. I'm talking about Jessica McCaskill. Of course, she's a marketing girl. A marketing girl. She works in an office. She's a secretary. But guess what? She's the world welterweight champion. She's got every belt there is out there. I think she's even got the Pedro belt. She's got the Ring Magazine belt. In fact, she talks about that in depth in an interview we'll get to in a couple of minutes. But last night, she took Cecilia Bracus, considering the best fighter pound for pound in the world, as far as women's boxing was concerned, for like decades. She was like the heir apparent to Lucia Riker and Christy Martin. Well, guess what? Didn't work out that well in the first fight. And, of course, they said it was a bit of a gift, the first fight, that Jessica might not have deserved to have that and that kind of good stuff. And I said, yeah, she won the fight. Anyway, last night she won going away without a doubt. We'll get to the scores afterwards. Here's Jessica post-fight.
Congratulations is in order.
Thank you.
You cemented yourself and your legacy in the welterweight division. Just tell us how you're feeling right now.
I'm very excited. The last fight was a lot more exciting. This really just felt like work. This is my profession. This is what I do. I'll be a lot more excited to go back home and share it with everybody in Chicago. Hopefully get a chance to get back to St. Louis and Belleville, because I have a lot of roots there, a lot of family there, and I just want to share it with everybody. This isn't just for me. This is for the community, for my fans, for people who've never seen a ring belt up close and personal, things like that. It's really big, and I have the opportunity and the platform to share it.
Talk us through the fight. So it seems like you pushed the pace. She had to keep up with your pace the whole fight. Tell us what was going on.
I just wanted to back her up. I didn't want her to come forward at all and think that she had any kind of advantage. She took a lot of big shots. There were some points where I tried, just to manage my spacing, and I got really boring. And so, I just tried to keep going forward and look for my angles. She has like an awkward style where her hands are kind of out. So you got to figure out if you're going to go over it or under it, or, a lot of holding. Like I thought, it's not anything new. That's what happens on rematches when, the other side just isn't up for the fight, so.
And what do you think the difference was tonight compared to the first night in Tulsa?
The difference was, I think I'm just, more mentally sound, and she's just completely not. And you have to be mentally tough in this game to even succeed, to get in the ring, to make it down the ring walk, And my confidence is sky high. It always has been. And we've just been training like animals, so. And this was just another night of sparring for me, really.
So you're the top of the division. You beat her in a dominating fashion. What is next for you? Where do you want to go?
There's so many options. I mean, we can go up. We can go down. Other people could come up. Other people could come down. I'm following Rick Ramos. He's my trainer, manager, best friend. And he makes the game plans, and we go through it. So we're ready for anything, and we just want to make the smart play. People don't have to sign crazy contracts. They don't have to fight people they don't want to fight or that aren't going to help their career. Don't just fight somebody because they call you out. Make sure it's the path that you want to take as a professional boxer.
Caskill won on scores of 189, 99, 90, and 98, 91. A dominant performance for the undisputed WBC and world welterweight champion, Jessica McCaskill, come to us from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Now we take us south of the border. Bringing the WBC president, of course, the passing of Marvin Hagler 24 hours ago. Marvin was a great representative of the WBC, a WBC champion. Mauricio Sulaiman, it's with great sadness I bring you on this morning's show, but good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pedro. Yes, the whole world is sad. I was shocked yesterday, and today I'm very, very sad. It has sunk in that it's a reality that our dear, marvelous Marvin Hagler has passed away.
I was telling Larry Merchant a little bit earlier, and I know I sound like a big wussy here, but I was scared of him. I mean, I'm not afraid to talk to anybody or say anything, but I watched my words around Marvin Hagler. He was the real deal.
He was unbelievable. He was a true representative of the best of boxing. He had an unbelievable career inside the ring. One of the greatest ever. And when he retired, he just became a role model of what a boxer should do when they finish their career inside the ring. He went to Italy. He got married. He was so happy. He was a movie star in Italy. He lived life to the fullest. And he was very, very close to the WBC, to my father, to all the members. He was in most of our WBC conventions and special events and recognitions. He was just simply unique.
Don Jose brought him to Malaga, Spain. I remember in Mexico City as well. I remember in Mexico City as we were talking about the fight, and he said to me, "How did you score it?" And I was sort of blah blah blah. I didn't really know how to put it. I parsed my words. And I said to him, "Well, you sort of gave away the first four rounds, and then Ray might have stole three rounds down the stretch because you didn't want." I mean, he scared me, Mauricio. I mean, he was a nice guy to everybody else, but deep down inside, he was the only fighter I think that I was really scared of. I'm sorry, but I was scared of him. Nice guy, treated me with class in the gym. We sat down for a television interview at Johnny Taco's gym in Las Vegas. He was classy. He was gentleman. He was a gentleman, no doubt about that. But Marvin Hagler was intimidating.
Yes, he was. And he had a only one way. He could not be shy. He would not be condescending, and he stood by what he believed. And can you imagine, he retired from boxing from that fight with Sugar Ray, and he never entertained any rematch. That he would have made so many millions of dollars. He knew what he had. He knew what he had done, and he just moved on his life. But when he talked to you face to face, I agree with you. He was intimidating, but at the same time, he had such a soft heart. He went with us to children's hospital, to orphanages, to schools. Mm-hmm. He was always there in the WBC Cares program. So I it's a very, very difficult moment. But now his legacy, his spirit will carry on forever, and he will be remembered as one of the best boxers in the history of the sport.
12 defenses of the WBC title. Of course, he captured that with a crushing knockout of Alan Minter across the pond. The crowd didn't appreciate that in London, but boxing fans did. Of course, he came back and then went on a rampage, just tore through the middleweight division, all the way through the middleweight division. Of course, the epic fight with Tommy Hearns in 1985. He says that was his peak, that was his glory moment. You want to agree on that one? People say there's never been a greater fight.
The greatest fight, the greatest round, so intense. You don't need 12, 15, 20 rounds. That's all you need, three rounds of such greatness. But he also beat Duran, and he beat Mugabe, and he beat Minter, and Hamshaw, Obel Mejia, so many great fighters.
Fully Obel. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable, always fight, never shy to face anyone, and he was always so powerful and so intimidating inside the ring. He was a great, great champion.
You know, he only complimented one fighter, and that was Roberto. Of all the guys he fought, I mean, he had what 70 fights almost. He only complimented Roberto Duran. He said he's got a sneaky right hand because Roberto cut him up and almost closed that one eye of his. But that was a close fight. After 12 rounds, Roberto was in it.
That was a great. It was 15 rounds then.
Yeah, I know, but it was. But I'm trying to say is, had the fight been 12 rounds, I think Roberto was up on two cards after 12.
Exactly. History would have been different.
They, and I
used to love to see them together, him and Duran. They had so much fun, and even with a language barrier, mm-hmm. they were able to communicate and just have fun and always be together.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk real quick. Juan Estrada, I haven't mentioned, a split decision win last night over Chocolito. Of course, Chocolito falling to 50-3 with 41 KOs. Estrada improving to 42-3, 28 KOs. Now, I know you've got a different name for this guy, but I know him as Wasiko Wangek, the guy from Thailand. How many names does he have? Three or four?
Yeah, three or four. You know, in Thailand, it's common that they use a sponsor name.
Right.
And they change the names and It's are so difficult. All the names to pronounce, all the Thai names are difficult. But I like Sirsaket Sorungvisai.
Okay, all right. Can you say that 10 times?
Yes, that one. Yes, I have practiced it so long, and he's been a champion. So.
I have practiced it so long. Mauricio Sula, my president of the World Boxing Council, is our guest. Of course, you can always check out the WBC as far as their website's concerned at WBCboxing.com. They've got all kinds of stuff, boxing results, boxing schedules, the boxing schedule, WBC documents as far as fights are concerned. You name it, it's all there at WBCboxing.com. Now, I'll have them on in hour number two, but David Benavidez got some work in last night, looked good, and he talked a good game afterwards.
Yeah, Benavidez is a story in the making. he has gone through so much at his young age, and all that he wants is to get back his green belt. He made the weight. It was a surprise, a pleasant surprise to everyone. You know, he lost the title on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the pandemic, without having the great discipline, the sparring and the sauna and the nutrition when you're in a bubble.
The sauna.
And he sadly, he lost the belt, and now he's trying to get back into that title fight to come back and become champion again.
Okay. I was pumped up last night because Jessica McCaskill and Cecilia Brakes went in the rematch. And you know, that young girl, she's a tech girl. She's a marketing girl from Chicago. Smart girl with a head on her shoulders, no doubt about it. She's well educated. But she went out there and she was dominant last night against a former iconic fighter.
Yes, Cecilia was considered one of the great women boxers of all time. She had the title for 10 years, 25 title defenses. Last year, she lost to McCaskill. Of course, there was always a doubt about the pandemic and the training and this and that. They did the rematch, and she was so superior. She just had the ticket for Cecilia, who has had a tremendous career. And she's a very honorable woman, but McCaskill is a true champion. I'm so happy and so proud of her.
So we have her. We have Clarissa Shields, of course, one weight division above. She's a WBC champion. She was a winner last week. I thought Lou DiBella was going to try to put together a series of women fights. So it looks like women's boxing is back.
Yes, it is back, and it's as strong as ever. And this has been the work that they have put. Every female fighter, every woman is always trained, always ready, always on weight, willing to fight anytime. They're always on time. They never skip anything. They're a pride of dedication, and I'm so happy to see them getting their much-due recognition in the world of sports. And I am sure that they're going to continue to grow and get better pay and get better opportunities, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, we thank you so much for your time. I know I drugged you out of bed. You're not feeling all the well. Are you feeling better from the flu?
Much better, thank God. I'm better. I did my morning walk, and I'm just ready to start a great week tomorrow.
Well, you have a great week, sir. We thank you so much for your time and your support. WBC President, I started to say it again, Mauricio Sulaiman. I keep blowing you. I keep going to call you Dad. I'm sorry about it. Maybe I need to write it down in front of me.
Can I share an unbelievable story?
Go.
Oscar Valdez was in Mexico City because he was broadcasting the fight last night.
Uh-huh.
So I sent a couple of gloves that I wanted him to sign. I asked him to dedicate one to me and sign some for giveaways that we do in the WBC.
Mm-hmm.
So I received the gloves today, and I open up, and I have two gloves. One says, to Jose Sulaiman.
Yeah.
So he did Jose Sulaiman, put it down and started signing the other gloves. And my friend who was helping me with the gloves, he told the champ, you put Jose instead of Mauricio. And the fighter said, I have Mr. Sulaiman always in my heart. So he signed one for my father, thinking he was signing it for me. And then he just signed another for Mauricio. So I'm going to keep those two together all my life.
Well, we wish you all the best, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk real soon, okay?
Take care, Pedro. Thank you. Have a great Sunday.
WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman. Check him out, WBCBoxing.com. That is the World Boxing Council's website. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Back after the break. He's on into your back.